Welcome to the New Zonderlings podcast, where we explore the weird and bizarre. Here are your hosts, Noah and Jeanette.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to New Zonderlings. I am Noah, joined by my co-host, Jeanette.
Hi, everybody. Today, we're bringing you another random news story. This one we find just interesting. So we often talk about our favorite animals.
Oh, yes.
Noah's favorite animal is?
The colossal squid.
Wow, I misjudged you. I thought it was an octopus.
This episode... I mean, don't get me wrong. Octopus, octopi, octopuses.
No, don't say that ever.
Don't say what?
Nice try. I think you can call them octopuses or octopi, but I like octopi better.
I guess that's fair. We should probably have researched the correct pronunciation.
Well, in one of the stories I found, they say you can say it either way.
Oh, okay. Well, regardless.
And that's from experts, okay?
Personally, I find really squid, octopi, those kind of creatures to be incredibly amazing, especially in the way they act and the things that they do. But go continue. Will you have a story about octopi?
You know, you can't find too many news stories about octopi, so it's pretty That's unusual. True. This one really grabbed me.
Is that an octopus joke? Because they have eight arms?
It really suckered me.
Oh.
There you go. The name of it really stood out to me when I was researching different news stories, but it's called Tentacle Tales, Octopuses on Ecstasy. On the road, and possibly even from outer space.
It's funny you say this. Oh. I think I've read this before.
Are you serious?
I think so.
I doubt it. This was very obscure. I'm pretty sure the story's from like 1996.
Yeah, it's where they, you know, give them drugs and see their reactions.
Okay, I'm sorry. This story's from 2019.
Wow, that is a very large gap in time. What did you say originally, 1996?
I did. There could be another story in here that I found that was from 1996. That's what I'm remembering.
You're trying to cover yourself now?
Yes. I mean, I looked these up the week before we actually record.
Right.
So it's a little bit of a surprise to me, too. I forget really easy. All I have to do is go to bed for a night.
Don't we all?
Okay, so police were called to Devon. So this place takes place in the United Kingdom, where they found a car upside down in a ditch. And the 49-year-old driver, who was from Salcombe, told them he swerved to avoid an octopus. Which is really creative. You don't hear that one too much.
Are you familiar? I'll let you continue first. Go ahead.
As they found no evidence of an octopus on the road, the driver was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence of drugs. Okay, go ahead.
Did they test him for drugs?
You know, I think they took him in for suspicion of being under the influence.
Oh, I see. So, like, probable cause.
I'm sure they tested him.
I would hope so.
I'm not really sure what their procedures are over across the pond. But I imagine, you know, they'd want to know if he was off his keister
off
or something.
Off his rocker.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Octodad, the video game?
Octodad.
We'll have to play it sometime.
I've never heard of it.
You essentially control this octopus pretending to be a human. And the only thing I can think of right now is that he is on his way to get some clothes.
That sounds terrifying, actually.
It's actually a very cute game. Like I said, we'll have to play it sometime. But yes, all I can picture is just Octodad crossing the street and this car swerves to miss him.
Is it weird that I envision a little octopus with a little bow tie on?
That's not too far off. He is very tall.
Oh, okay.
In the video game.
Well, I was picturing something that's knee-high.
Knee high.
Okay, well, he did a bit of a slow roll into the ditch, and I guess this was witnessed. An ambulance checked him out, and he didn't have any injuries serious enough to go to the hospital. So, I mean, it's possible he was under the influence. I mean, he rolled his car.
So, wait, they didn't find the octopus?
No. It's a weird thing to say was what made you crash.
Man, I was driving down the road, this daggone octopus crossed the street. I swerved to miss it, rolled my car. Oh, wait, they're from the United Kingdom.
Oh, my gosh.
I just gave them a country accent.
I am so sorry, everyone.
Everyone is offended then.
To everyone. So, octopuses are not unheard of in the seas off of the coast of England. In this particular cephalopod, I like that word,
cephalopod. That is a very good word.
Would have to have crawled more than 3 miles over hills and fields to find itself in the path of this car.
So he's lying.
I think so, but you might change your mind on the next story.
Oh.
Or maybe not. You might be right on the money. I don't know. They're very strange. I don't know.
Octopus or people from the UK?
Octopi.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
There are scientific papers. I think a pretty famous one that's really controversial. It says that they suspect that frozen eggs traveled to Earth on a comet. I think we've talked about this before.
Personally, I think me and you have talked about this before.
And because they're so different.
They are extremely, quote unquote, alien to pretty much everything else on this planet.
So apparently they showed up during the Cambrian area. Area. I hope the listeners forgive me, but I mess up words a lot.
Yeah.
So what do I do? Funny. I start a podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's funny you're like, hey, Noah, let's start a podcast about the weird and interesting things in this world.
And then I'm going to mispronounce everything.
Let's mispronounce every other word just to make it interesting. Let's keep the listeners guessing as to what we're actually talking about.
Cambrian era. There, I think I did it.
Finally.
So they call it the Cambrian explosion because so much life kind of showed up during this period.
That makes sense.
So they're saying that octopuses in particular evolved quite rapidly during this period. So maybe we're from outer space.
I don't know. We share quite a number of genetic markers with bananas.
What?
Have you not heard this? We have a lot in common with most vegetables and fruits. Genetically speaking.
Huh.
Now I'm educating you. I didn't even bring the story. I'll have to show you this.
Well, I've met a lot of people that are vegetables.
Are you going to?
Not you.
I don't think you can say that.
I've known a carrot.
What does that even mean?
Well, yeah, I know what that means.
Oh.
The person I'm talking about may know what they mean, what I mean. You know, everyone I know is going to wonder if I'm ever talking about them on this. I'm not. I'm just making stuff up because I'm weird. So
crazy. Insane.
So, the genome of the octopus shows a staggering level of complexity.
There you go again.
Complexity.
Complexity.
With 33,000 protein-coding genes. More than it's present in Homo sapiens.
Interesting.
So they're more complex than we are.
Yeah. Well, that was a given.
They might be smarter. I don't know.
A lot of creatures are smarter than
So humans. It has a large brain and sophisticated nervous system and camera-like eyes. I don't really know what that means. Camera-like eyes. You can zoom in. I don't know.
You know, honestly, I'm not sure either. I was trying to formulate a response, but I cannot think of what camera-like eyes could mean.
You know, and they can instantaneously camouflage themselves, which I think is the coolest thing about an octopus.
I agree. It's spectacular to watch. If you've never seen an octopus, like, change, it doesn't just change the way it looks, it changes the way it acts.
I believe they can even change texture.
That is correct. Well, I'm talking like I'm a marine biologist.
Yes.
This is all stuff I've read in the past, but
I am an expert. I'm Noah the expert.
I'm Noah the expert. You're
so
Jeanette.
The ability to change colors and shape so quickly,
an texture,
just suddenly appeared in their evolutionary line. So that's something that I think scientists are really interesting. I think it's interesting, but I think they are
interested in it.
In studying them for that reason. Why is a squid your favorite animal?
The colossal squid.
Yeah. Is it because it can take down ships?
Well, I mean, besides being colossal, personally, I don't know what it was, but as a child, I think it was the Natural History Museum, just seeing the colossal squid. I even bought a plush. You have seen the plush. I named it Jeffrey Alexander Dimitris.
It is
a colossal squid. His name is Gad, or Jeffrey Alexander Dimitris for short, or for long.
For long.
He is a miniature colossal squid. And if you don't know, colossal squids have beaks, which is... crazy.
So do octopus.
Well, octopus have beaks too, but they have jet propulsion. They've got two extra long tentacles used for, you know, tearing ships in half and fighting whales. I don't know. It's just as a kid, it just always seemed the deep sea was just so interesting to me, and I think that's where my love of colossal squid came from.
Well, my passion lies in outer space, so prepare yourself for future episodes on that.
But quite the opposite.
The ocean is interesting because we don't know a lot about it.
How much have we explored? Only like...
I have no idea.
7%?
What the...
That's, don't...
Statistics is on that.
Don't... Yeah, that's don't. Not accurate. I guarantee you we've explored more than 7%, but... like the Mariana Trench, what's below that? What's deeper than that, you know?
Well, I'm dirt.
The Earth's crust, duh.
The rocks.
But, you know, if you've ever seen, I think it's James Cameron. He loves to go scuba diving. I say scuba diving. He loves to go submarining, and he will go very deep under the ocean. And he has gotten some pretty good videos of just... these creatures that look spectacular and out of this world and alien, and they've got all these fancy different evolutions to survive at this depth. It's very interesting. If you ever get a chance, I think he has a documentary on the deep sea. It's James Cameron. Anyways, I digress. Continue.
It's James Cameron. Does everybody know that? James Cameron.
Hit me up, James Cameron. I'd love to go with you sometime.
Good luck with that. I did find another story where a traveler is walking up England's highest mountain, Scafell Pike.
Let me stop you there. Are you about to tell me there's an octopus on England's highest mountain?
I'm going to tell you that, yes.
Oh my gosh.
They were treated to an unusual travel buddy, an 8-inch octopus lying on a rock, 10 meters from the mountain's summit.
How?
Now, I feel like... this story is very deceptive because you're like, wow, this octopus is dead, okay?
Oh.
Some bird picked this up and dropped it. Okay? I mean, it's funny to me that they ran with this story. Like, there was a live octopus on the top of this mountain. That
breaking news.
There's a picture.
That poor thing.
An octopus is dead.
He is dead.
But it is unusual, I guess, to find that. It's the last thing you expect to find when you're hiking up a mountain.
That is definitely not one of the things I would expect to find on the top of a mountain.
Octopus do get out on land.
Yes.
And according to this article that, you know, tricked readers into thinking there was a live octopus on top of a mountain, they especially get out on dry land when they're senile. That's kind of sad.
Oh, that is sad.
So...
like your cat.
Oh.
He's old and senile. Have we talked about him before?
You know, it brings up Cthulhu. Sorry. I'm turning ahead. Okay.
You know, the story brings up Cthulhu, or the cat brings up Cthulhu? Because if the cat brings up Cthulhu,
Cthulhu.
We have a lot of... our first episode, which will probably never be heard. titled Catzilla.
The audio quality is even worse than this one. We're beginners. You gotta give us a break.
We are very much amateurs. But the first episode, Catzilla, featured a t-shirt that will never, probably ever come to light now. I'm not even gonna describe it. Continue.
Hey, it was the five.
It was the unfathomable five.
The unfathomable five. An impossible word to say.
It's not impossible. Only for you.
It is for me. Yeah, and then you gotta, you know, put it on a t-shirt.
Because, you know, we're going to get it very personal. I love Mothman. I love Colossal Squid. I love Cthulhu. We love Godzilla.
We?
Okay, I love Godzilla.
I like the Mothman.
Mothra.
Those stories.
So our idea for a t-shirt, The Unfathomable Five, was Catzilla, our own creation, Godzilla, Mothra. Actually, I don't think Mothra was in the original one. My brain is leaving me. It's Catzilla, Godzilla, Mothra, Mothman, Cthulhu.
Are you sure?
Yes.
What about the Goatman?
Goatman's not on there.
I thought we talked about
that. Goatman of Poplik.
Goatman of Poplik.
Yeah, we don't talk about Goatman.
Well, what's really interesting, getting back to the story, was the climbers' theory was that Cthulhu, oddly enough, is buried under that mountain, and this little octopus was making its pilgrimage to its holy land, I guess. I'm not really sure what that's supposed to mean.
The holy land of
octopi. It always wanted to see Cthulhu's burial place, I guess.
I think whoever wrote this article did not read anything about.
And then
Hey guys, Noah here. While editing the episode, I don't know if you heard, but when I spoke the word Cthulhu, it cut out. It was quite creepy. Just wanted to point that out. And now back to your scheduled program.
Printed it out and I'm sharing it to everybody. Yeah. So.
All two of our listeners.
So, you know, I kind of tried to look up different types of octopuses. There are many, many, many different kinds. The most interesting I've found, the blue-ringed octopus, which apparently is the most poisonous octopus on the planet.
Interesting. How many can you name?
Only ones I look at as I read them.
I know. Oh, I'm thinking of squid. There's like the vampire squid. That's cool. Colossal squid. That's cool. I can't think of any more right now. I put myself on the spot.
Have you seen that video? I've seen it on YouTube, of course, you know. I'm taking that it's real. But it's like a type of squid they found way down deep. And it's the weirdest looking thing. It's got really, really long legs. Like 25 feet long or something. It's really creepy. Because when they see it, like, floating down there, some of its legs are like jointed.
That sounds creepy. I don't know if I like this.
It's very creepy looking. You should look it up.
I can't think of it. There is a website online where, at least on your phone, you scroll, and the deeper you go, it's how deep the ocean is, and it shows you the little creatures along the way.
Oh, that's cool.
I'll see if I can find it here. Continue your story, and I'll see if I can find this.
Okay, well, there's the blue ring octopus, which I said was very venomous, I guess is the correct term. They have enough venom to paralyze 10 people, so that's not good, because you probably will get paralyzed in water.
That's the worst place to get paralyzed.
Yeah, it's a bad place. The mimic octopus, which impersonates other sea creatures. That one's pretty cool. There's the coconut octopus. The coconut octopus is interesting because it wears discarded coconut husks.
That's funny.
For protection.
Like little hats? Oh. He's not playing dress up?
I kind of envision them, like, getting in them completely.
That makes sense.
I don't really
know. That makes more sense than them playing dress up.
How big? They must be pretty small.
Well, you know, octopi can condense their shape the size of their beak, which is pretty small.
The beak.
So I did find the website as well. It's Neal, NEAL fun, F-U-N. I'm sure everyone's going to look this up immediately. But anyways, as you can see, scroll down, 25, 135. Let's see, the Twilight Zone is at 200 meters deep.
I'm pretty sure I read somewhere in all this research that the Twilight Zone is where most octopi like to hang out.
There's the cockatoo squid.
Cockatoo squid.
At 332 meters, this is the deepest any human has ever scuba dived. Oh. Set by Ahmed Gaber in 2014. Firefly squid. We get even deeper. There's sea angels, which are adorable, if you've ever seen it. Emperor penguin. Coincidentally, all the way down to 530 meters.
That's crazy.
Which is crazy to think about.
Oh, there's the Nautilus.
Yep, Nautilus is at about 565 meters.
They're in the cephalopod. Ooh, yeah. What in the world is
That's
that?
A Japanese spider crab. Very creepy looking.
That is terrifying.
Let's see, there's a couple more. Giant Pacific octopus at about 770 meters. Oarfish, monkfish, Pacific cod. I'm skipping the ones I can't pronounce.
Probably the best thing to do. Leatherback sea turtles.
Leatherback sea turtles, all the way down at like 950 meters.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I didn't know they went that far down.
At
midnight zone?
1,000 meters is the midnight zone. So, no sunlight is able to reach as deep.
There's that crazy little thing with the anglerfish.
Anglerfish, yes. Angler. So a lot of these are like bioluminescent fish. As you can see, you keep getting going down. These creatures look even more insane. Hatchetfish, like it's mostly invisible. Dragonfish.
Well, they don't really need eyes or anything down here because there's no white to see.
Essentially,
anything.
Yeah. Big red jellyfish, very interesting creature.
I don't see the giant squid I was talking about, though.
Deepest dive of a narwhal.
Narwhal.
About 1,800 meters. Dives up to 15 times a day in search of food.
We should do an episode about narwhals because those are...
I'm sure we will.
Very interesting. The unicorns of the sea.
Jewel squid. Also mostly transparent. Telescope octopus are almost completely transparent. Have unique protruding eyes.
Yeah. It's creepy.
Here we go. Colossal squid are the largest known squid species. They can reach a length of 10 meters and weigh up to 700 kilograms at about 2,200 meters.
Have you ever seen a picture of one of those that like has washed up on a beach?
Yes.
They're terrifying.
Barrel eye fish. Elephant seal dive.
What?
Yeah, isn't that crazy to think about? Almost 2,400 meters down.
I got a little story about a seal. Seal battles an octopus.
Squid worm? Is it a squid or a worm? It's a worm.
It's a worm.
Let's see. It keeps going. Vampire squid.
What's this, like, the deepest one?
The deepest, absolute deepest. Look how much there was.
Wow, it just keeps going.
All the way down.
Oh, I am.
At the Challenger. Went all the way down to
10,000.
I'm not a mathematician, but that is a
10,924 meters.
10,924 meters. That's how far the Challenger went down. And there's still tons and tons of ocean below that that's just unexplored. But as you see, as I'm showing you, I know listeners can't see this. Go to the website. It's very interesting. There's basically no... animals, there's no movement.
Well, not on this, so.
No, that they discovered through the Challenger.
Okay, so they have everything discovered on here?
Well, no, not necessarily, but as you see, it's just black.
So they went
black.
Like 900 meters, they dived and saw nothing.
Saw nothing. Yeah.
Maybe there is nothing else down there.
It would be crazy to think that, you know, all that ocean and there's nothing down there. But anyways, it's a very, very interesting site. Go support them. I've said very interesting about a million times now.
He really likes this ocean stuff, y'all. So,
yes.
So my favorite octopus, the blue-ringed octopus, because I think it's just a beautiful creature. These are the only cephalopods known to be dangerous to humans. So be careful if you live off of southern Japan or Australia. Well, not off of it, if you live on southern Japan or Australia, because It's pretty venomous. There's only been a handful of fatal cases. As long as you get professional help quickly, you'll be okay. But still, I don't know that I'd want to be paralyzed in the water. Because I'm pretty sure that if it's going to happen accidentally, you're probably going to be in the ocean when it happens. Most I mean, I'm likely. Sure people are probably stung by them. I think they actually bite.
Do you have a picture?
I do, but I had to print these all out in black and
white.
Oh,
yes.
So
black
and white.
Oh, it
really
is very pretty, though.
See the colors. You should look it up because they're just beautiful. Like, their little rings are blue, but inside the rings, it's like really bright orange. So they really stand out. So, yes, they do bite you, and they contain an extremely powerful neurotoxin and can be 10,000 times more potent than the cyanide.
Oh, wow.
And can paralyze a victim in minutes.
That's crazy.
A little more than 0.5 milligram of this venom, an amount that could fit on the head of a pin, is enough to kill an adult human.
Wow. It's they like don't... the black mamba of the ocean.
Yeah, but they don't... I don't think they excrete that when they bite you. So a lot of these injuries of this type has been from people mishandling them in, like, aquariums and stuff.
Of course. Humans are to blame.
What's really scary about this one is that the bite is usually painless, and if it is painful, it's like getting stung by a bee, which I don't even feel. So
what do you mean you don't feel?
I don't feel when bees sting me. I feel when wasps sting with me. It's like I'm being electrocuted. But
have you been electrocuted?
I mean, maybe.
I have been tased. I guarantee you it is not the same.
It's not, because he was being arrested, everyone.
They don't know that.
He got tased voluntarily because...
I was voluntarily tased.
He wanted to know what it felt like, I guess.
That and pepper spray.
They do that to you.
And now I'm a podcaster, Mom. If you're listening.
Okay, so symptoms usually start within minutes and include... parathesia? I don't know what that's supposed to be. I'm assuming that that means...
Parathesia.
You have, like, numbness in the lips and tongue.
Like blueness.
You think it's blue?
I think so. Don't quote me on that.
And that's usually followed by excessive salivation. Trouble with...
What's that word?
Pronunciation. Okay. I've been bit, people.
Yeah, you were bit a long time ago.
difficulty swallowing, sweating, dizziness, and headache. Serious cases may progress to muscular weakness, loss of coordination, tremors, and paralysis.
Wow. That's pretty
okay,
bad.
Okay, and paralysis, if you don't get help by this point, it will, you know, eventually lead to respiratory muscles not working anymore. Mm. And then you're in real trouble because you did. So, the good news is that octopi are not aggressive. Okay, and if you see one of these in the wild, just...
leave it be.
Remain at arm's length and avoid trying to handle them.
Like most animals, just stay away from them.
Most animals in the wild, just don't grab a hold of them. They don't like it.
Unless it's like a, you know, a pigeon.
Something else really cool about octopi is they also release a cloud of black ink. Okay, so
if you didn't know that, where have you been?
And of course, you know, there's a lot of things that PETA has to say about our use of using them for ink.
You know, I honestly never thought about that, using them for ink. Is that a big thing? Like a big export?
Yeah, I know it used to be. But, you know, a lot of countries also, this is like something they eat. Mm-hmm. I mean, they do here too, but I think it's more like unusual in the U.S.
Ocean surrounded, or, you know, more of a shore country is probably more inclined to eat the octopi.
So they are
calamari.
Eaten. They are taken for their ink. At least they used to be. I wonder if they've quit doing that. That's not part of the story. We're just
speculating.
We're speculating.
We don't know. We're done.
The octopi are very smart creatures. I watched a YouTube video where this guy rescued one from a pet store. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how he found out the backstory, but he knew that it was actually captured right off the coast of where he lived. So he ended up re-releasing it where it was captured.
Oh, interesting.
But while he had it, he kind of showcased how smart they are. And they had all these, like, water puzzles set up for him.
Yes.
And it was really interesting to watch.
I have seen videos quite like that.
So they can open clamshells, maneuver rocks, even dismantle the filtration systems of an aquarium tank, which they do quite often.
Little engineers.
They can also develop opinions about people. They like people and they don't like people.
It's like, you know, a plant. If you pluck a leaf at the same time every day, it'll eventually start curling its leaves in at that time.
Did you know that? Yes, I've heard this.
Yes. Yeah. Interesting.
So, octopi who are taken care of by people they don't like usually squirt them with water every chance they get.
Interesting.
I don't know what the point in that is. It's like, here, be wet.
Screw you. Get away from me.
They're solitary. They usually like to live alone. They also like to scoop up debris and throw them. I don't know if this is just the gloomy octopus or it could be other ones too, but they love to throw things at other animals, even their own species. So
interesting.
They have like a territory. If you come in there, you might get a coconut thrown at your head where you stole it from another coconut octopus. I don't know. They suffer oxygen blindness. So if they're out in the oxygenated world for too long, they will go blind.
Interesting.
They will at least get some vision loss permanently. This is permanent damage. They can walk on land like we discussed earlier. But only for a few minutes. Now, this is the other story I wanted to tell you about because I just found it funny. They call it the kayak incident.
Oh, my gosh.
So in 2018, two friends decided to take a kayak trip off the coast of New Zealand, a place I've always wanted to visit.
Yeah, both of us.
In a bizarre moment, a seal popped up next to the friend on the video and flung a sizable octopus at him.
Oh my gosh.
With uncanny accuracy, the cephalopod hit him straight in the face. So what was happening here is octopi are very tough. And if the seal wanted to eat this thing, they're smart enough to know that if they swallowed it without roughing it up, you know, it could be dead. It doesn't matter. It will still get caught in your throat with its little suckers.
Mm.
So the little suckers on all their legs have choked to death animals before.
Oh, my gosh.
So this seal is actually kind of smart. They'll bang it against rocks or throw it at whatever's close, which happens to be this poor guy's face, I guess, at the moment. Another short story, a 2-year-old Kansas boy was in serious condition, and doctors had to remove a small octopus from his throat.
Oh, my gosh.
So this goes back to the people that eat octopuses, but it's dangerous for the same reason it was dangerous for that seal.
I personally...
Don't feed this to 2-year-old people.
That's a given. I personally could never eat my favorite animal.
I don't think I could either. Fun fact, a relative of yours ate one in front of me, and it was disgusting. It had eyes.
Was it my sister?
No.
Oh.
No.
You pointed up. Up the chain?
Go up a generation.
My father?
I just can't even think of this looking back at you.
Yeah, no, that's... Yeah.
In that story, the boy's mother's boyfriend was arrested for child abuse for that.
Wow. So
they take that pretty seriously. Don't feed your 2-year-olds octopuses. Octopi.
So as you can tell, myself especially, I find the deep sea very fascinating. Especially octopi. It's my favorite creature, colossal squid in particular. But we might have to continue this episode a different time. If everyone out there enjoys to hear about this, we'll definitely have a second part. But for now, thanks for listening. Feel free to subscribe. You can find us pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts. We're on most social media platforms as well. So follow us, share us with your friends, give us a like.
The New Zonderlings.
New Zonderlings. I've been Noah.
This is Jeanette.
Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the New Zonderlings podcast. Be sure to check out other episodes of this podcast when Noah and Jeanette will once again explore the weird and bizarre right here on the New Zonderlings podcast.